In the great ship's final minutes, the lights went out. There was no moon that night, but some light came from the stars in the clear, dark sky. Suddenly, there was a new noise. This was the loudest of all, and it could only mean one thing. The ship was breaking in two. People were still falling. Others chose to jump now. One passenger spoke of the last seconds as the ship sank. Slowly, the water seemed to come up toward us. It seemed a dream. At 2:20 on the morning of April 15th, the Queen of the Ocean was gone. At first, the people in the lifeboats were most afraid for their own lives. One crewman shouted, "Pull for your lives!" But they had to decide what to do. The Titanic was gone, and hundreds of people were in the icy water of the North Atlantic. Some were holding on to furniture. Others were trying to swim. Many were screaming for help. To the people in the lifeboats, the noise seemed to fill the night. A. As the front part of the ship sank, the back came up out of the water. It climbed higher and higher. B. The ship broke in two. The front part sank. C. The back part of the Titanic fell back. It sat flat in the water for a short time. Hope grew in some passengers. They probably thought, "It's going to float." D. Then this part of the ship began to sink, too. Soon the back of the ship was high in the air. It didn't move for a few minutes. Then it began to sink, moving faster and faster into the dark water.